What a week. What a 2 weeks.
I mean, it's been some.
What is it? Been gone for the minute. Now I'm back with the jump off.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Yeah. What's up with you? Welcome. A different place. It looks brighter. I know. It's LA.
It's LA.
How are you feeling?
It's cute. I'm pressed. I'm hyped to be here. I'm just like still trying to like adjust to being here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like I ran away from these folks at one point. So I'm now back having a deal.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. This is Jay. I'm talking to Jay. Everybody knows.
Girl.
Listen, a lot's going on. My head is swimming. There's a lot of news going on right now. So how's LA so far?
It's been fun.
You just got there?
It's been cute. Yeah, I got here on the weekend, and then I
saw you were in the nail salon earlier.
I was in the nail salon earlier, and I was in the nail salon earlier with Greg, and
now you're in the kitchen.
I'm in my podcasting room. and then I bopped around West Hollywood because I had to see what the girls were up to. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Being birds, everybody naked. I'm like, y'all need to act right.
Oh, where? West Hollywood?
It's too much.
Where's your apartment again?
I haven't moved yet. Like, I'm literally, I haven't moved. I'm actually, I don't want to announce where I'm moving because I don't want people to know where I am.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm moving somewhere that I didn't plan to move because it's jazzier. So, I leveled up. But, I'm not telling anybody.
So, oh, your nails are cute.
Thanks. Just for the general public, I'm nowhere. How about that?
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Stay out of my business. Call an ambulance.
I can't.
Brittany got vaxxed. Brittany got vaccinated. Wait, who did? Brittany
Spears?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, it's like, is this new? Like, this is news.
I don't think she like leaves the house.
Okay, but is she allowed?
She allowed to get vaccinated. Goodbye.
No, to leave the house. I don't think she's allowed to leave the house, right?
I don't think it's like that. We have so many Britney fans in the comments.
Well, see, let's get it correct quick because we're not coming for Britney because I'm a Britney stan.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Britney stan. In the zone is my shit. Oh, yeah, don't.
Blackout is that girl. Like, don't even like.
I hate Femme Fatale level Britney fans try to come for you and try to tell you that they're more like, bitch, I've been since the Britney album,
since that Britney album. Femme Fatale, but like you just got here for Femme Fatale. Like, that's,
I know the words
started
to anticipating. Don't get in my face. Like, you will you will lose the dance off. Don't.
Like, I know the choreo to Mannequin, which was never even released. So like, don't even play me. Like, they never did a performance.
Mannequin slaps. Okay?
It's Circus is that girl. Like,
wow.
Really...
Wait, didn't I do? I think I did a top 10 Britney songs.
You did. And the one
Gimme More was number one, I think. Gimme More.
And then Why Should I Be Sad?
Yeah, Why Should I Be Sad was up there. It was number nine or something. It was toward the end.
It goes.
What was that? Pharrell?
Pharrell. That was Pharrell.
Because it's got that little doot at the beginning. He does that in every fucking song because untalented. Don't worry, there's no Pharrell stands. I don't like Pharrell that much, but his Britney songs are
this game. I'm not doing this with you because I live for Pharrell, so I'm not.
We're starting the mess early, everybody,
because you didn't get enough of it this week.
I'm bored. Where's the mess? I'm bored. Well, you know where the mess is. Well, okay, let's get started. Okay, so Lil Nas X video, that started the mess, but that was good mess. It's like John Lewis, good trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in that pocket of like, I'm not a Lil Nas X fan because his music isn't for me.
But I appreciate that it's him. I'll still ride for
him. He's my little brother in my mind. So like, y'all not coming for him. Like, literally gonna, everybody can catch it. Like, no.
Like, you know how like we have goons? I'm goons for him.
Oh, for sure.
I'm his goons. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. like like, if you're not a gay that, like, goes hard for Lil Nas X, are you actually a gay? Like, it's like, I just don't, like, you can't let these idiots out here be, like, the amount of people who are mad at this like, yeah. young man. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, do y'all not, I'm like, so no one has a hobby. All of a sudden, he ruined everybody's family. Y'all don't even know him. Like, it's weird.
Half y'all's, like, daddy went to the store and never came back. I don't know why you're worried right. about what he's doing. Like, seriously, focus on your own home life. Yeah.
Right. Go yeah. track your daddy down. Actually, you don't want to track him down because, you know what? Let me stop. Let me stop. Because woo! I am not doing this.
City Girls have the new song, Twerculator. I love
which they didn't get cleared, and they keep they playing it like cleared. It is. They're going to get sued. I don't have time for this. Like, they're so fucking ignorant. Like, y'all,
if you guys don't know,
but y'all leaked it.
So everybody, if you don't know, there's a classic, it's like a breakdance song from the 80s, and it's Percolator. But they, mm-hmm. but the City Girls covered it and called it Twerculator. And then they started putting it out over social. It, like, went viral immediately on TikTok. It's all over a fucking place. Mm-hmm. I go up for that fucking song. I listen to it at the gym. They keep taking it down from SoundCloud. I have to find a news plug.
I feel some sort of way about you going up for it and it's not clear. Like, it, like, bothers me in my spirit that, like, people are dancing to a song that literally should not have been heard.
The feds are going to get me. They're going to say, stop listening to this. Yeah, they're going to pull up at the Crunch gym and they're going to be like,
between that and us being knee deep in Jin Shah's, like, whole mess.
Oh, we're going to get there.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm so nervous.
So Twerculators, they keep putting it on all their fucking shit. Like, yeah, Young Miami is dancing to it every night on fucking IG Live. Like, they really,
like, why are y'all marketing this track? Y'all really want to get sued. Like, it's weird.
Because they didn't get the track cleared by the original people. They said, oh, because anyways.
Because the original people is like, they don't want these chicken heads on it. They're like, we're not doing this.
They may,
like,
be boomers, but they know how the internet works. They can still see your ass twerking on IG Live to Twerculator. That song goes, I go up for that song. That song is it. I'm sorry.
It is. It's the song of the summer. Because you're back outdoors and you're twerking.
Yeah, I'm going to be outside this summer. Vaccinated.
You're going to be. Bitch, you've been outside.
Where have I been? I haven't been any part. I see like one person at a time. I had two people over here that are also vaccinated.
Ooh, you is a fake ass bitch.
Where was I?
I am too, though. So, I mean, we together.
Where am I going to go? Nowhere's open.
I mean, right. Oh, yeah. Because you've been, I mean, I
nowhere's
been,
open.
But you can do this in people's houses. I see you.
Yeah, I would love to. Let me know. Commenters, please comment and let me know where the house parties
are. Where the Let's turn go. Up is. He's trying to go to the after hours in the underground.
We're so fucking fake ass fucking bitches. Literally, the second we get vaccinated, we're like, okay, so open this shit up, open it up, liberate New York.
I mean, I was just strolling through West Hollywood like it's like we're not in the pandemic. So I'm faking spot.
Oh, I'm masked, like, up. I'm masked up. Don't get me.
I mean, I'm masked up. But then, like, if I'm sitting down somewhere, like, I'm just, like, taking it off.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you.
Mm-hmm. And I need to let, like, I need to make sure, like, I need to, like, and plus, you know, like, I saw this dude earlier who walked by me with a mask and I could tell he was fine.
He was,
like,
fine.
I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. I was like, he could ruin my life. Mm-hmm. And he walked back by without the mask. Oh, confirmed. See?
Yep. That's why you got your nails done.
Yeah.
The weekend.
And I had my mask off the whole time so he could see me.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Because I'm ready to hoe. Like, it's on.
I can't wait. Listen. Jin Shah was arrested while we were on break, so we didn't get to discuss that. As everybody knows, Jin Shah was arrested on what, charges of fraud and, like, money laundering,
like telemarketing fraud, like the most ghetto charges.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, it's such low rent charges.
Yeah, like, JT went to prison for several years over, like, fucking credit card shit. Like, you don't think you're gonna go to jail for millions of dollars stealing from old white people? Oh, no.
Oh, they're
in Utah.
Oh,
she doesn't even understand it. She's been posting on IG and everything, like, nothing's happening. She's posting fan photos and shit. It's like, ma'am, she's really posting through it. Like, she's like, oh, we're just gonna get
trying.
Yeah, oh, I don't follow her, so.
I mean, I don't either. I mean, she follows me on Twitter. Premiere, so I can't. Like, good luck, girl, because they go eat you up in prison.
Well, I'm not, like, mincing any of my words on fucking Twitter, and I'm going off, and she follows me, so she's got to see some of the shit.
I mean, she probably goes send whatever goons she got.
Good luck.
Good luck finding me.
Did you know what really pissed me off though? I mean, of all the stuff, I mean, it's such a mess. I was really hoping she would run. She right. did kind of run. She did run. I mean, she did run. They were filming. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
They were filming an episode and they were on their way to a trip.
She tried to hop off the bus. The bus and like pretend she had a family emergency. And the feds were like, nice try, bitch. We called your job to make sure you were here.
Like you act like the feds don't do this. The feds literally does this. Like
this is stop. What they do. Like
this is what I does.
Set you up for a story.
This is what I does. Girl. Like
right.
We're gonna get you. Yeah. Did you see when she? Well, obviously you saw, but when she got out of court and she had the fucking Kardashian. Well, I call it the Kardashian braids. The box, that's not
don't
the box do not braids. Yeah. Them, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Get
no.
beat up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Poetic justice braids. She had those.
Thank
in,
you.
Yeah.
She had the box braids in.
And so, but like, of all the days to cosplay as a black girl, of all the days, she went in front of that arraignment and she was like, So
like, you know, as a black woman, girl.
I know, girl.
I can't. And then I heard the leaked audio where she said that she's the only black woman on the show and married doesn't
oh,
count.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So for everybody, if you don't know, the most recent thing that came out, there was leaked audio, I think from a fan of the show or something. I'm not even sure of the source. I sound so ghetto. I'm like, I don't even know where the source is, but
I'm going to say it anyway. Okay. Say- Wow.
No, there's leaked audio all over the internet. And it's in it. She's saying that quote unquote, quote, I'm the only minority on the show. Mary Cosby doesn't even count because Mary thinks she's white, but mm-hmm. they all just came from me, which is fine. I'm going to be myself. People like that because I'm real and they know me and they know that I'm the one on the show that has the biggest heart too. They know that.
But literally, you're a stammer.
No one has said that. Who said that? Like, who did y'all really, talk to? Who y'all talking about?
She's girl.
She irks the fuck out of me. I want her underneath the jail. I'm so sorry.
I love that they planted that undercover on her glam squad. Like, I'm so like the feds really do be like, they do artful work.
They hit, like, I'm like, they that, really
was
do. Really,
that was like high level shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, go in and do her makeup bad so she cuss you out. Like, they like literally set her up the perfect way to set her up. Oh my God, I'm so obsessed.
Like, the feds is like Rihanna, but the cops is Rita Ora. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't fuck with the cops.
You're trying to speak to like the level of like
the level of intelligence, the level of like expertise and the mode of, you know, I'm, you know, obviously abolish prisons, but I mean, put her under it.
I mean,
first,
do we want to play the cops out by associating them with Rita Ora though? Like, I mean. The cops deserve more than Rita Ora.
I mean, that's true.
The cops are Iggy Azalea.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. She even got more hits. Yeah.
Oof. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much to say about Shin Shaw. Is there anything you need to get off your chest about it? I don't know. There's no real like advancements in the case. There's no like, what's the word I'm looking
they're
for?
They're pretty much like holding court right now because like,
now they're just marinating, you know?
Well, there's a deep dive in the clubhouse that's been spraying her all week.
That's my favorite part of it all.
But the DA, she's hosting a room tomorrow. So we're going
deeper. We're going deep into that.
Emily's doing it tomorrow. Emily, we live for you. Like, I love you.
If you're listening, Emily, the former DA from LA, I love. Okay.
We love you. Like, yeah, we're obsessed.
Just in case anybody doesn't know, the entire week, me and Jay have just been like going back and forth a fucking clubhouse. If y'all don't know that, please Google that app. But the only good thing it was for was just getting into these last minute rooms in clubhouse and everyone's just spilling tea. And they had this one homegirl in there, Emily, former DA from LA. And she was just like giving everybody, okay, so this is what it's going to look like when it's all, you know, when they lay out the case and this is how it's going to go. And this is how the case is going to progress, you know, just kind of walking us through it. But then who was it? Who was the girl that came in?
Oh, well, see, that's the girl who came in on like the second or third day that they did it. She came in and was like, I'm not going to say her name, but she was a hood booger. And she came in and was like, she raised her hand. She was like, so I was at the court proceedings and I recorded everything. And Emily was like,
they're like, no, wait.
Maybe don't say that in here. And then the girl was like, please don't do that because
you're incriminating everybody.
she was like, I do me. And they were like, okay, but you can do you in a prison if you keep it up. So then she wouldn't stop. Like, it was
Sean weird. Got you hoes feeling bold.
Like, she was like, well, I allegedly recorded it. They were like, you can't switch it now. Like, you can't, like, she you was know like, what well, it I is? Didn't do it.
I blame all these dumb Bravo fans. Like, I blame all this stuff on Teresa Giudice. She got all these Bravo fans feeling bold because they saw her do time. And then they're like, oh, I could do that. Oh, 4 years? I could do 4 years. Actually, she only did like a year.
Right. Like, she didn't even do her whole sentence. And don't put this on Teresa. Like, this ain't her.
I mean, you know, I still love Teresa.
Tree is it. Like, I live. Like, I literally...
just because you went to jail don't mean I don't fuck with you. I know tons of people
who went to jail. I mean, if you went to jail, it means I fuck with you more. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, of course I'm going to check for her.
Yeah.
Like, I love when people throw that around like that's supposed to mean something wrong with her. Bitch, she bout that life to me.
Absolutely. Like, makeup game came, like, she cleaned up when she got out of jail. Notice how she went immediately to get the electrolysis on her forehead, got a larger forehead out of it, started to get her makeup game up. She looks so much better. Jail really Teresa did wonders
has,
for her.
She has new goons. So I really want them to stop pressing her because it's like, she got goons. Especially now.
What franchise of Housewives do you think, what city of Housewives do you think would be like, if you were a star on the show, would be like being in jail? Like, if you had to be OC for me, like OC would be like doing time. Every season you'd film with OC, you'd be like, this sucks. Like,
yeah,
and they'd be like, and you get the call sheet. They're like, okay, you're going to get brunch tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Shannon. You imagine? God. They'd be like, this is time. I don't think I could do this. Junk.
Yeah, actually, I think that would be mine too.
Yeah.
Unless it was like the vintage. Like, unless you had he was giving me Joe, Gina Keo, Gretchen Christian Botte. Like, if that was those girls, I would be in. I want Lynn Curtin. Jugs. I want old Tamara.
I want version one Tamara.
I want Tamara when she was fresh out the trailer park. Like, I want that Tamara.
Yeah, no, I got that. If it was like current day Atlanta, I would be like, I can't do this. I don't think I can do this.
No, like, what are we doing? Like, yeah, I'm bored. No.
We're going to get into it.
Sleep. What is it to get into?
Before we get off Jin Shah, is there anything else that I forgot? No.
That's her? It. No, I also, like, I'm like, I don't want to give her none else. Can rocks. She go to jail? Wow.
Kick rocks. Anyways. Oh, one more thing. You know, they had the Zoom things where they had, like, her arraignment hearing. And she had to do it via Zoom. And, who was saying, they said that at one point they muted all the, or like people had their things muted and somehow Wendy Williams was in there. They heard Wendy Williams talking. Wendy Williams
was in there. Of course Wendy was in there.
Wendy's living. Wendy hates that woman for some reason.
But good, we do too.
I know, so same.
Like, let's team up. Like, let's team up.
It's not always that we agree with Wendy, but when we do.
I mean, I do normally. It's just Wendy's delivery kills her. Like, I usually be like, Wendy has a point, but I wouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah, it's true. Real Housewives in New Jersey's so fucking good right now.
It's like, you know what this season's giving me? It's giving what we felt when Potomac hit. Like, when Potomac was really in its bag, this is how this season of New Jersey feels to me. Like, you can't tell me shit. Every single one of them is bringing something.
Dolores.
Like, every single... Dolores is it.
It. You know, I'm seeing her next week.
Oh, my God. Tell her I'm obsessed with her. And
stay tuned, y'all. She might be on the podcast next week. Just saying.
Dolores is that bitch.
She really is.
I love her and Frank. I'm obsessed with them. Obviously they're Marge. My favorite.
Obviously, Marge. Yeah.
I live for Margaret. Like, she's funny. After this, I
was
like
at her house last night
them.
With her Joe. We watched the episode last night.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, where is he with Margaret? And then I was like, that's her house. Is she flashy like me?
Flashy Liberace, the female Liberace we love. the show's fucking amazing right now. You know, one thing that people keep saying about Melissa and Joe on that show is that their storyline is fake and they're fake fighting. No, it's
that
real.
They're faking that.
It's real.
Do you think they're going to get divorced?
I really don't think so. He loves that woman. He's obsessed with her.
He's obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with him.
He can do better than her. And she
can't do better than her. She can do better than him.
he's hot. Sorry. I mean,
I mean I'm he's not hot, him. But he's also 5 feet tall. So.
So.
You're like, so? I'm like, girl, I can't do it.
It might hit.
It might.
Don't sleep on that 5'4 dick. It hits sometimes in the right angle.
I mean, if he can get the angle right, it hits.
Sometimes. Sometimes. What did Whitney say? Sometimes. That means sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Real Housewives of Atlanta is just like, yeah, it's so fucking sleepy. End it, please. Like, something has to happen. Cynthia's got to
get... Does Cynthia have a storyline? I don't know.
She doesn't. And you got to demote Candy. I'm sorry. And LaToya has to go. Candy is
slow. I can't. And LaToya has to go. So messy.
You love Toya, though.
I like her because she brings some sort of drama, but it's like manufactured because nobody even knows her like that.
Well, she got this week, LaToya got into a fight with her baby daddy, soon to be, I think, her ex-husband. So this week, I guess LaToya got into a fight online, an online feud with her baby daddy, be ex-husband. He was spraying her with her own tea. He said that she gets paid.
She makes $1,000 an episode.
$1,000 an episode to act like
why
that.
Why does he know her? Why does he know her business? Also, I think he's lying.
I don't know. That sounds pretty on par with reality TV, especially if you're a friend of. You're getting $1,000. You could parlay it into something.
But I mean, I just don't like her, and I think she talks too much.
I think she's fake as fuck.
She's definitely fake as fuck.
And also, they're boring me. They're like going to church and stuff like that and talking about, like, it's like, I'm bored. Don't do this.
It's like, why are y'all going to church? Nobody signed up for this shit.
No, isn't it COVID?
We signed up for mess, and y'all are like trying to go to church. Y'all trying to fucking, like, that whole New Orleans trip was junk to me.
Junk. Like, I flew in a private jet all the way to New Orleans to cook in a commercial kitchen and twerk in a hot dance studio. For what? For what? Big Frida was there. It was like, what was that? You were there for 2 days. It rained the whole time. You rode bikes around with masks on in yoga pants.
It was.
Y'all fought the entire fucking time.
So goofy. I'm sitting there. So goofy. Like,
and they, you could tell
Frida's there, like.
Yeah, Big Frida's like, I don't even know why I'm here.
Right. She's like, I'm just eating this food good.
Yeah, something's got to be. They've got to figure something out with that show. I don't think I'll be watching again if they don't make some major.
They need to just restart,
reboot it.
They need a whole new.
And mm-hmm. It sucks. I mean, I like Portia, but I don't know that I need her to.
I need Portia. Portia should move on to something else. Like, she's over this too.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be there. She don't want to be there. Kenya definitely don't want to fucking be there. Kenya hates everybody.
Kenya hates herself. So whatever.
And you know what? She can afford private jets, so I don't think she'll be just fine with baby Brooklyn. You know, obviously she's got money. You know,
so sick of Kenya.
I am so fucking sick of everyone on that fucking show. There's not one person that I'm like, oh my god, I want to watch this.
It's true, right? It's like, I don't really want to watch anybody.
Like, and the closest is Drew, and even then, that's depressing because I know you're getting played by your baby daddy.
Right? Like, because have we gotten? Because you know, I stopped watching, so I have no idea if there's more information. Is he seeing some woman in that wherever he went? Like, where is he going?
That's how little is happening. That you, when you last left off, that's right where we are. Nothing's.
That's the same. It's the same thing.
Shamia is the most interesting person. That's, you know, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate this show. You know what they're doing? I'm sorry.
I hate this show.
I know. I was watching it this week, and I was trying to enjoy it, and I was like, you know what? I think I hate this show. Like, this show sucks.
Because it's junk, and they don't know what they're doing, and nobody's interesting. I'm just like, please stop.
It's not it. Y'all need Dolores. Y'all need, like, you know, you need some flavor.
Why is Jersey bringing all the flavor?
Yeah, bring like just get a bottle of Espolon and bring over Jennifer Aiden and let's really get it popping. Like,
ooh, that's my girl.
Yeah, so messy.
I love how messy she is. I'm obsessed with her.
Love. She's like, people come on these shows to promote businesses and like build brands, and she's like, no, I'm just here to drink. And that's
like what a flex. She's just like, I'm here to get drunk. Like, are you just gonna do whatever you want?
She's like, oh, this Chiquita top, I bought this on Amazon. I'm just gonna get fucked up by the pool. Love Jersey.
It's like Dolores might be one of my favorite, definitely one of my favorite housewives out of any franchise. Like, she's so it to me.
I could see that.
She's just the vibe. I just love the way she moves.
She's definitely your energy.
She's so my energy. I live for her.
You know what they are doing? Watch What Happens Live for like all the kids of the housewives. Did you hear about this?
Oh, I saw that. But like, how many kids are going to be on it?
Okay, so the special, which does not have an air date yet, it's going to include the grown housewives kids from across all the franchises. Kim Zolciak's daughter, Brielle.
Gross.
Riley, Candy Burris's daughter. Love Boy. Riley, you know, cute.
But
she's sleepy.
Doesn't have a personality, so I don't care. Like, okay.
We have Frankie Catania, Dolores's son. He's an icon. He's, Teresa Giudice's daughter, Gia Giudice. You need Gia and Melania.
I mean, bring all of them on.
Bring all of Mitch's. Yeah,
all the girls.
Seriously, all the, yeah.
Because which one is it? One of them is so pretty now. Like,
Gabriella.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, Gabriella. She's the one who looks like she was not from, she looked like she was like adopted or something, like the way they were like. I know, because I always felt so bad for her, because the other kids were like running around pulling each other's hair and screaming. And then she was just like, looked like none of the rest of them. Everyone was quiet, like a little angel. And I was like, the stork dropped you in the wrong house. I'm so sorry.
But I like her, but she's so beautiful. Obsessed.
Yeah, put all
of
them.
So it's Gia. And then what's his name? I saw it was Sheree's son.
Brianna Culberson. Sorry. Vicky's daughter.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, no, sleepy.
Sleepy.
No, I don't think that. What is his name? Cairo. Yeah, Cairo. Sheree's
son. He's gonna be on Instagram. Yeah, he's gonna be on it.
Oh, if Andy Cohen has his way, you know Cairo's gonna be on it. He wants a tall black.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he is. Whoop. Anytime they even mention Drew's husband, he's like, obsessed. But also same.
Wait, why is Shane Keough not going to be on there with his
podcast? Wait. He is going to be there. Gina Keough's son, Shane, will be there. Luann's daughter, Victoria. Caroline Manzo's sons, Albie and Chris. The Manzo kids, I don't need. You can really keep them. I'm like, good.
But like, they were getting it cracking on their season. So like, I get it. But I want Jacqueline's daughter, because she messy too. So I want her.
They said also... Brooks Marks, obviously, he's the most iconic current.
Wait, Brooks is going to be on it?
Yeah, of course. You know, we have to watch this. This could be some mess. Oh, he's probably, someone's going to come for him and say something. He's going to be who are you? And he's going to snap right back, because you know how he is. He's probably going to recite some Nicki verses. Ooh,
yep.
Probably do a
TikTok. I can't wait to see that.
There's going to be a TikTok dance off on the stage. I just know it.
Oh,
these kids.
I just want to see Shane.
Cynthia Bailey's daughter, Noelle. We love Noelle.
I love Noelle.
Beautiful LGBTQ+ queen, you know?
She's so beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's smart. She's in LA too now.
Mm-hmm. Noelle, let's link up.
Rounding out the cast is going to be Ramona Singer's daughter, Avery. Okay. Cairo Whitfield will be there.
Like, why are we pressed? Avery is like, okay. Whatever.
So Andy said on his radio show that two housewives, he didn't say who, called him and complained about their daughters not being on the show. Who do you think they were? Yeah, he said it was daughters.
It was definitely Jill Zarin.
I think it would be Jill Zarin and Danielle Staub.
Wait, but isn't one of Danielle's daughters on there?
No. Christy and what's her name? Yeah.
You said Danielle's daughter's on there. Victoria.
No, I said Luann Delisep. Sorry.
Oh, Luann's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was definitely Jill Zarin and Danielle.
I need Lynn Curtin's kids.
Do you think they're coming back on TV after they got served an eviction notice on like, there's no way.
Allegedly one of them was on drugs and getting arrested all the time by cops, and she was in Pornstar. Not last time we checked.
Look at the home she was in. Home wasn't even a home.
Look at the material.
Lynn, you went on the show knowing you was about to be foreclosed on. Like, what is wrong with you?
Goofy.
You're
not original Jin Shah. Bitch has been doing this since the beginning of time. You're not the first, you know?
Right, stand better. Like, if you're going to do it.
Yeah. This is why Marlo doesn't have a peach, because she don't want a peach. She don't want Bravo fucking up her bag. She got that Ted Turner money. Yeah, no, she don't need Bravo in her fucking nose and her purse like that. She said, I'm just going to get my little side star.
We got to do a background check. No.
absolutely not. The feds absolutely don't even know where this is being kept. No, Marlo's not fucking up her bag for this. For that itty bitty, for that itty bitty paycheck, $1,000 an episode.
Well, Marlo's getting more than that.
Yeah, yeah, but still, whatever Marlo's getting isn't enough. Because she's carrying going to shoot. Show.
It's like she don't like Marlo don't even see that money.
Yeah, no.
Like Marlo's like probably that lady, she got a stack of checks from Bravo in her house somewhere. She don't even know where they are.
Oh, she got debt from Neiman's stacked to the ceiling. So
that's been paid by all the white men. You know that she ain't got that anymore. Turner.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's what remember when Sheree said that they said you'd be returning shit to Neiman's, you wear it at the club and then you return it. That's what all the
she does. I mean, my mom confirmed that. My mom knows Sheree. Like she was like, oh yeah, they used to talk shit about her all day when we was in there. Like everybody in Atlanta knows Sheree was that girl. She was boosted, writing goofy checks that wouldn't clear, and then she would leave the store.
Wait, allegedly, we don't know that. Wait,
this
allegedly.
Is not alleged, bitch. We know you.
Oh my god!
Don't let me get Paulette on here. She'll tell you the whole story. She ran outside.
Moving along, Sutton finally got her diamond. That's what the streets are saying.
That's good. I'm happy for her. That's
I'm
good.
Happy for her. Not gonna watch the show, but happy for her. Show's garbage. Very good for you. I won't be watching.
Denise I'm going to watch the parts when like okay. they start spraying Erica. I need to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. And I need it to happen. Because
she's right really away. Going to I think she's going to jail.
Oh, she's going to prison. Prison.
I'm excited. Maybe her and Jen can be in the same place. They can stunt together.
I'll watch for a little bit and see how it's going, but it's really going to have to.
You know, we have
I don't need one of those
now.
Long, drawn out seasons. I need a short season for Beverly Hills. Just compact that shit.
Get to the point.
Do a trash compactor. Just like, and let's get to the point. Six episodes. Boom.
Wow. You really don't want to see them. Okay.
Nope. Don't want to see them.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm pissed. Garcelle still didn't hire a proper stylist. Style still looking a fucking mess. You got that. What? You got the check for last season. Where did it go?
Not to her wigs, and I'm mad.
Not to that McMansion that she bought on the outskirts of LA, you know?
Stop.
The wigs Stop. Are the same wigs, same houndstooth blazers.
Stop it.
Love her, but come on, you know? Like, where's but this the, coming to America just, money? Just,
I think it's just, that's where Gus, that's just where her, that's her taste. It's that's like, where that's her really
head
the
is
only
at.
Answer.
That's where her head is at.
And her pocketbook.
In Adelia's like catalog. That's where the, you know?
Stop.
She looks a fucking mess. I love Garcelle, though. Don't get it twisted. Like,
but she's,
I love Garcelle.
I'm like, girl, you BF Sutton, go to her store. She got some pieces. Yes. What are you doing?
How are y'all like, they're like, oh, this is my best friend on the cast. Not really your fucking friend. If she leave the house looking like that in your fucking testimonials, please stop. Because Sutton gets it together. Sutton's kooky as a motherfucker, but she.
I mean, she Sutton's wears built like a popsicle wears Dolce stick, but like she does it. She I mean, she like makes a hit.
Yeah, the pieces do hit. And I'm not worried
Sometimes.
About her getting arrested.
No.
No, she's got that like, you
I
know.
Mean, she got her son is that girl. I like her.
Yeah, she's cool. Matt Gaetz is definitely getting arrested, though.
Venmo?
Okay, so it's all unfolding as we're talking right now. I didn't even check. Venmo. Let me check. People are texting me. As we're speaking, all this stuff came out about him like...
Venmo.
He was using Venmo to send $900 to his cohort Greenberg, who they arrested mm-hmm. first. You know they arrested Greenberg because they wanted to get. You know how the feds are. We spend enough time in Clubhouse. We know exactly how they.
I mean, we need to stop because they go recruit us. Because I mean, we have the skill set.
I know we really do. Fake ass bitches. You can really they know how to use the internet. Yep.
They're like fake ass bitches who flip flop all day.
Here, put this Party City wig on and a trench coat and go get these men. Yep.
Stop.
Absolutely. I'll bring down an entire child sex trafficking ring.
Oh, I'm down. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw that he put like in the Venmo, like one of them was like,
oh, he put
said
like,
it was
school.
For a test. Yeah, it was like,
no, he said school. Tuition or school.
Sir, $300. What is that doing? At what? Like, what does that do? You split $300. You spent $900 between
three
women.
Girls. He couldn't even look at me for $300. You kidding me? The fuck would you ever let him smack? How much would I have to?
You
pay
couldn't
you to
even
let
breathe
Matt Gaetz?
Me in for $900. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be take? In an establishment with you. It would take. We talking mills.
Yeah. It would take a blanket pardon. like the one he asked Trump for, so that I can do my dirt afterwards and still know that I'm going to be good, because I would go rob a bank right after that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would need everything you got plus some, and I would need you to still not even let nobody know that I know you. Like, I can't.
Yeah, and then I would take all the proceeds that I get from smashing Matt Gaetz, and I would give it directly to Jen Shah, have her flip it.
Wow. You think she go flip it, right? Because I don't trust that.
She knows she's going to get a whole new wardrobe. She's going to spend
it all down for... We run it over to New Jersey or run it up to Staten Island. I'm not washing it for them. I'm going to wash it with bitches who know. You know who I'm calling, Renee Grimes.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Renee Graziano would know.
She was giving tips on how to watch money on Instagram. And I was like, oh, wow, this is what we're doing. And I was like, this is why I go up for Renee. Like, I live for her. I love
Renee. One time I tagged her because she has a really funny TikTok presence sometimes. I said sometimes. And I tagged her. And she showed up in my DMs 5 seconds later. She's like, oh my God, you love this? Here, look at this shirt. And like, kept trying to push shirts and sweatshirts. Like, thinking I'm going to... And I was like, okay, so I'm not going to repost these, but I love you.
Oh my God, but I love it. You should have done it. Like, oh my God, I love her.
Imagine I go into business with Renee. Renee, hit me up. I changed my mind. Let's go. Let's do this.
Renee makes paper. Like, Renee knows how to make money the long and short way. Like, I fuck with Renee. Like, I would want Renee on my team.
Oh, yeah. Day. Yeah. Not when we're in a fight, though. That's for damn sure.
Oh, no, you can't fight with a
bitch. No, you can't fight. No. I mean, like, I don't want her on my team if we're in a fight with somebody, because we're going to lose.
I mean, I want Drita for sure.
Yeah. Drita or Karen?
Karen can't fight. Like, Karen can't fight. She pulled Natalie's hair.
I'll take Karen before I take Carla.
Carla can't definitely. Shit, but look cute.
Carla go call the cops.
Carla stay done. No, you can't. Carla stay done.
Like, Carla didn't do shit when Renee pulled that butter knife on her at that dinner party. Remember? Sure, she pulled the butter knife on her.
She was like, yeah.
You know Carla what? Let me like, rewatch that to tonight. That whole fucking show is so that whole obsessed.
It's like iconic. I don't know how people don't realize what we were witnessing at the time. It's like we appreciate it now.
Yeah.
And like now that it's behind us. The way Drita carried and the way Big Ange carried, it's like,
yeah.
Big Ange really didn't even.
They don't
Big
make one like that anymore.
The lowest key. Like Big Ange was like not even fighting, but was carrying the show. Like it's like her and Drita's friendship is literally my favorite thing in the world. And I'm obsessed with rewatching all of those episodes.
Exactly. You know what also hit was Mob Wife Chicago.
I tried and I was like, I'm good.
It's messy. And they all drive Nissan Maximos and they fight in any establishment. And they're just like, it's very ghetto. It hits. One of them drove a fucking minivan and they live in like the suburbs of Chicago. It's just, it's a mess.
Okay. Yeah. I can't. That's a lot.
Them white bitches be scrapping.
Okay.
It's good. Listen, my new favorite trend right now is the one that's going around on social media, all the black and white photos.
Oh, God. I'm
already
sick annoyed.
It's already, it's killed like, by now.
I was done.
What was your favorite one?
Okay, y'all. Okay, so
for everyone who hasn't seen, it's like, it's all over Twitter. It's like people taking current photos, but putting them in black and white and then just reposting them and saying, this is my grandmother surviving the Titanic or whatever. Like, for instance, my favorite that I saw was a black and white photo. No, that was good. But they're my favorite. This one is it. Wait. It's Phaedra and Sheree in court. And it's a black and white photo. And she's representing her in court. And she's standing there with her arms crossed. You remember when she lost the thing against Bob Whitfield? So ridiculous that for Phaedra, a professional attorney, lost against someone who was representing himself. Ridiculous. Anyways, it said, my great grandmother. During the Brown versus Board of Education.
Stop.
It was so good. You have to see it. Like, they're so
good. Everybody, it's like, I saw them, they blacked out the Kiki video of her talking about, I don't know this man. And they're talking about their identified the leader of the Panthers.
She's the Black Panthers.
I've never seen this man. I don't know who he is.
I wouldn't know a thing.
I was like, y'all are taking this too far. I have to
My great grandmother. Yeah, my great grandmother talking to the cops about the mafia. She's like, "What mafia?"
Right.
I don't know this
I don't
man.
Know what you're talking about. Who?
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, you guys look into it. Listen, I want to talk to you about some more stuff. I want to talk to you about Summer House. Catch up on that. I want to talk about Scott.
Oh wait,
Disick.
I don't think I'm caught up.
Are you not?
Well, I'll catch you up. I mean, I left off at the episode that was the to be continued when they threw Luke out the house. That was the last episode I saw.
Oh, well, we could touch on that because we haven't been here in a minute. So yeah, we could do that. Okay. P. Diddy's acting up. Did you see
what
this?
What is he doing? I saw the hologram, but like, what is he doing?
We'll get into it. And then the post, did you see the post trailer? Do you care about that? You don't care about post.
I didn't see it. No, I mean, I don't not care.
You'll watch it. It's the last season.
I don't clock trailers like that. I'm not that girl.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not Marvel Studios, I don't care. So, that's just where I live. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Tell the people where to follow you on social. Or not.
You can follow me. Or I don't have to, because you bitches already blow me up. I'm like, this offer post me enough that y'all be like, hey, which I live. I love everybody. Hi to all of my new followers. You can follow me on @mr.lawhorne on Instagram. And on Twitter, it's mrlawhorne. We get it cracking.
Love it. You guys know where to find me. Also, I am on Twitter @_PetShopBoy. And then I'm also on Cameo as Pet Shop Boy too. I'm always been on Cameo. You know that. Is Mary Cosby on Cameo? Because that's important.
Let's message her and tell her she should do it. Because I don't think she'll listen to us. She will, because she loves us. She would get money, and she loves revenue streams. So she would like that.
You know what Margaret said last night? She said Mary Cosby looks like Tina Turner. And you know what?
She does.
She really fucking does. Just as iconic.
All of Mary's IG stories lately, where it's just like five slides of her not talking.
Just staring at the camera.
I can't.
It's the one with the fedora.
Obsessed. But this season's gonna be it. Down. You can't tell Mary shit.
She hates Jen Shaw. She's in fucking heaven. You cannot tell me prayer don't work, okay? She's been putting in the work, okay? She's been praying since the end of season one, and he's delivering. You know what?
Won't he do it? Mary won't was he like, do it? Look at I
shit. Listen, he won't. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Look at God.
Definitely is. Look at God. Mary is like, this is what I talk about. This is what I preach about. Get your money up. And I'm like, girl, that's not the same thing, but I don't care.
Check us out on the bonus episode. It's going to be really, really funny. More of this. We're going to continue this conversation, talk a little bit more about Mary. Go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/thebelist. Join us over there. I love you guys. Lift us up in prayer. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Bye, guys.